Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
305, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Great work there, Eileen Abbott. I'm at a point, I should share this with you. I look forward to hearing our newscasts now. Wasn't always the case. In fact, how long has Charles been there? 2 years? So it's only in the last 2 years that I found myself in that situation. For the other, 12 years I was here, I kind of cringed. And the last 2 years, man, just great stuff. Anyway, great to hear that. Charles is going to be part of the big election night roundup. We're doing that this evening, 7 until 9-ish. Could go longer, probably not. Could go shorter, happy hour, hope so. You know, I mean, we'll see how it all plays out. But sometime this evening, we will have all the results. And I don't know about you, I'm ready for them. No, I really am. Whichever way it goes, Lord knows, you know how I hope it's going. But whichever way it goes, I am happy to hear what the results are, and I will move on with my life. And I would imagine the vast majority of us are going to move on with our lives. Not just Charles Pyle, by the way. Rich Herrera, host of Richmond's Morning News, going to be along this evening. So the three of us holding down the forts, and Jeremy, God bless him, doing yet another double shift, triple shift today, Jerm. I mean, it's unbelievable. And we're all very, very grateful, well, at least I am, to Jeremy for doing that. Hey, it's Jeff Katz. I probably should have mentioned that, right? And it is Election Day, and if you haven't voted yet, shame on you, but you've got a few more hours to vote. 4 hours in particular, right? We vote from 6 in the morning till 7 at night. And if you are in line at 7 o'clock, remember this little rule, please, because sometimes there's some folks who try and skirt it. But if you are in line to vote at 7 o'clock, you must, by Virginia state law, be allowed to cast your ballot. I don't want anybody to forget that. Now, hopefully, you're going to vote in the right direction, but, whatever. We will see how this all works out. I am curious to know about the mindset, the mental, psychological mindset of people who are voting today and voting in ways that I would find counter to their own best interests. So Dr. Keith Abel is going to be along actually at 5:35, and we'll chat with him all about that. What else do I have to tell you? It's just about over. Let me give you some numbers, because there is some analysis. I shared some of it yesterday, and some of it is pretty straightforward, and it does come from Governor Youngkin. And last night, in case you were not part of it, President Trump did a tele-town hall. I thought it was very impressive, to tell you the truth. The numbers indicate well over 500,000 people were tuned in just in Southwest Virginia. Goodness, rather. I don't know how many total, but the numbers I'm seeing indicate more than 500,000 people listening last night in Southwest Virginia. Now, I don't know if that's true, but that is the number that's kind of being thrown around. Just like there were not 7,000 people in Norfolk to see Barack Obama or Abigail Spanberg, or both of them together. I don't know that there really were 500,000 people from Southwest Virginia on the teletown hall last night. But whatever it is, whatever the number is, President Trump did a great job of firing everybody up. Governor Youngkin did. High energy, I think, is the best way to describe that call. And we're going to see if it had the desired results. It's that simple. You do remember that Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, in fact, had called on then-candidate Donald Trump to step aside and make room for somebody else, saying it just wasn't his time anymore. She was wrong. And she said, I was wrong. And I'm sorry. So I don't know what else it is that you would want her to say. I think it's very clear that she is a consistent, honest, passionate conservative who has worked hand in hand with Governor Youngkin for the last 4 years. There's really, literally nobody better qualified, better positioned, better ready to be governor on day one than Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears. And we'll see how that plays out. But I did promise you some numbers. So here's some of the other numbers. If, in fact, the Republicans are going to win today, and we're really focused on Winsome Sears, there must be in excess of 2 million people who show up to vote today. That is absolutely not a problem as far as I'm concerned. Right? There are going to be, I believe, well over 2 million people that show up to vote today. Winsome Sears has to win the vote today by 10.5, 11 points. So 55, 45, 56, 44, if it breaks that way today, today's voting. I'm not talking about anything in the past. Voting today at the polls. Remember now, for all of the calls by Republicans, everybody, Governor Youngkin, Lieutenant Governor Sears, Attorney General Meares, candidate John Reed, every state senator, every state delegate, everybody was telling you the same thing. You got to vote early, got to vote early, get out there and vote early, right? Everybody. Here's the reality. Republicans don't like to vote early. Republicans are, well, conservative by nature, right? We like things the way they are. We don't know why you are changing them that way. Some of us are, well, outraged that there is this early voting, and many of us still vote on Election Day. So I think that's a distinct possibility. The other thing that you've got to see if we want to see a Republican victory today, at least 50% of folks who voted for Donald Trump for president last year have got to come out. All right? So there you go. Any historical factors? Yep. 2021, Glenn Youngkin won on Election Day by 14 points. Let that sink in for a second. That's where now Governor Glenn Youngkin got his votes. Same sort of thing. Terry McAuliffe was racking stuff up with early voting. Day of the vote? Who is it? It's Glenn Youngkin. The other thing is this. Traditionally, black voters in Virginia have broken 95-98% for Democrats. Well, all of the polling and studies inside the GOP this year are indicating that Winsome Sears is picking up 20% plus of African-American voters. That is the reason that Barack Obama had to do that barnstorming event in Norfolk with Abigail Spanberger. She is not particularly popular in that community, to be sure. And when you get engaged in all of these racial identity politics, becomes a little difficult, doesn't it? I mean, that's the knock on Obama today has been for the last couple of days. Hey, last year you told us we have to vote for the black lady because, well, you know, she's the black lady. And now you're telling us don't vote for the black lady, vote for the white lady who is endorsing the idea of DEI. None of that makes sense, does it? Of course not. Of course not. There's also some critiques on some of the hacks that are out there. And actually, there's a couple of them right here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. I'm going to deal with a couple of them and let you in on, well, what has gone into some of these people who purport to be experts or purport to be analysts. And the reality is. They're simply pushing one side over the other. At least with me, as you know, I'm telling you what I believe in. I don't really have a horse in the race, so to speak. I know who I'm supporting. I know why I'm supporting them. And if you vote differently, you vote differently. I'm not going to necessarily stop being your friend. There might be other reasons I don't want to be friendly with you, but your vote is your vote. All right. We've got lots of great stuff coming up this afternoon. And then again, this evening, my goodness, from 7 till 9-ish, we've got our election night coverage that is sponsored by Pearson Signature Dealership. So thanks very much to them for doing that. It's going to be me. It's going to be Rich Herrera, the host of Richmond's Morning News. It's going to be Charles Pyle, our world-class news director, and making sure that everything goes off without a hitch. My friend Jeremy will be making sure that happens because he's a great guy. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Election Day. I told you that there's some critiques here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I don't shy away from anything. So let me share this. Actually came in earlier for Rich. I did not get a chance to hear if he addressed it, but I'll address it. It says, good morning, Rich. I don't know the value of interviewing Dr. Holdsworth anymore, especially on Election Day morning. He is not neutral, and some of his comments subtly showed favoritism to Democrats. The overwhelming takeaway from the interview for anyone undecided or iffy about voting is to either vote Democrat or else don't vote at all. You may have inadvertently helped the Dems with that interview. That's from Ann in Ashland. 804 is a little more direct. Holdsworth is a Democrat hack. You do no favors to the Republican candidates having him on. Well, both of those folks are right. They're absolutely, completely and totally correct. Dr. Bob Holdsworth is a lot of things, but a neutral observer, a fair appraiser of the situation, he is not. He is a left-wing hack. I agree with that completely and totally. He is a guy who wants very much to be Larry Sabato, who heads up the Larry Sabato Center for the promotion of Larry Sabato. Question then becomes, well, why would Rich have him on? I think Rich is doing his best, try and be as fair and as open and inclusive as possible. Right? I mean, it is what it is, and you may like that or you may not like it. But I wouldn't go beating up on Rich for that. I really wouldn't. I really wouldn't. And there is, look, there's a downside. I think Rich is doing yeoman's work, but Rich is also still, what, under a year here? And so there's a certain amount of institutional knowledge that he may or may not be aware of, and that's fine. It happens with all of us, right? You got to get your sea legs. You got to figure out who the players are. You've got to figure out those who are playing, which team they're playing on. And so, again, when you are doing a news program as opposed to an opinion program, you include people that are not necessarily on the team, if you will. And that is okay. I think that's okay. So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You can be happy or be sad, but I certainly would not be overly upset. All right. Let's see. Let me see here. Henrico, Eamon Henrico says if Spamberger wins, and that appears to be the case, if the polls are anywhere near accurate, then we can all bend over and kiss the world goodbye as we know it. We will be led into the likeness of California quicker than you can say, well, anything. It literally breaks my heart. I also agree with you. Absolutely agree with you. Abigail Spamberger is going to do terrible damage if, in fact, she is elected governor. And you get the government you vote for, right? What happens tomorrow? Well, the sun comes up tomorrow. I know that. And dinners will still be eaten tomorrow. Lunches and breakfast will still be served and eaten tomorrow. But there absolutely will be some changes. If you are a business person and the vote doesn't go the way that you are expecting it to or hoping it to, and I know this from business owners who have reached out to me, they will, in fact, be leaving the Commonwealth. Just that simple. And it's not even emotional. Not even emotional. It's just an honest running of the numbers, if you will. Hey, we've had 4 years with a business-friendly governor who has worked overtime to make Virginia the best place to live, work, and raise a family. And if it goes in the other direction, you'll have a governor working overtime to undermine right to work. That'll come to an end almost immediately. You will see the rise of big union populations, most of those unions headquartered in New Jersey or New York. And you will see a massive exodus of businesses. Will you see an exodus of non-business people? In other words, people who have a job. Well, if their jobs leave, they're going to leave. And there are many who are saying, you know, if I don't like the way the election goes, then I too will be departing the Commonwealth. I'll be headed to Texas or Tennessee or Florida, right? There are a lot of people saying exactly that. And then there'll be people who stay. I mean, it happens every year. Remember, we vote every year in Virginia. Every single year. Yes, it gets annoying. But if you're not voting, well, you know exactly what I'm going to say. You know exactly what I'm going to say. So if you did vote till today, or wait till today, rather, to vote, please don't forget that you should be voting today. We'll find out what the results are. Remember, this evening, 7 o'clock is when it'll all get underway. We're going to have special election night coverage. I will be there along with Rich Herrera, host of Richmond's Morning News, and Charles Pyle, our absolutely world-class news director. We'll have all of the analysis, all of the results. Could be an early night, might be a late night. We don't really know, but we'll be here. And certainly looking forward to that. It is 3:28, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It's Tuesday. It is Election Day. And if you, in fact, waited until today to vote, then go and vote. All right. Polls are open until 7 o'clock. I do remind you, if you are in line at 7, Virginia state law says you get to vote. So just bear that in mind, and my suggestion, get there a little bit early so that you're not running into that situation. Lots of great stuff that we're going to be dealing with this afternoon. It is Tuesday, so my buddy Craig Peterson is going to be along, talk a little bit about tech and having fun online, staying safe online. This evening from 7 until 9, we will do our special election night coverage. Myself, along with Charles Pyle, our news director, Rich Herrera, the host of Richmond's Morning News, and all sorts of great stuff. I know Governor Wilder is going to join us. A couple of my talk radio comrades from around the country will be helping us out with the New Jersey results and the New York City results. Totally apolitical. Not a doggone thing to do with campaign signs, thankfully, is everything that happens with my friends at the Friendship Circle of Virginia. Just nothing but positivity any way you slice it. Dr. Sarah Cran-Cement joining us. Remind us about some of the big stuff they've got going on. Sarah, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Jeff. Hello, hello.
Yeah, it is wonderful to hear your voice. So, give everybody the big push here. We got a big thing coming up, do we not? This whole walk and roll?
We do. It is coming up this coming Sunday. We are finally here for the 5th annual walk and roll. And the name is really what it is. It is both a walk and a roll for everyone to come out and join together for a super fun community, free family, community, neighbors, whoever you want event. It is just going to be super amazing. It is this coming Sunday, November 9th, from 1 to 3 p.m., and it is at Fountain Lake. It's around Fountain Lake, which is at Bird Park, and there is going to be a ton of stuff to do. It is going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. Come join us.
Well, all right. Now, that's pretty heady stuff. How about a couple of details there, Dr. Sarah Kransement?
With pleasure. Right. So at Friendship Circle, our goal is always to bring people together. That's our goal. With disabilities, without disabilities, bring people together for friendship and social experiences where everyone belongs. So this coming Sunday at our annual walk and roll, we are going to have an amazing event for people to come together and just hang out and have a good time. And, of course, there are going to be tons of free things. So there's going to be inflatables that are both accessible and also that include jumping for those who can do that. Mm-hmm. There's going to be pony rides, petting zoos, Jonathan Austin, everyone's favorite magician and juggler, Kona ice that's going to be free, balloon twisting and face painting. There's going to be a food truck this year for the first time that is run by adults with disabilities coming all the way from Washington, D.C. That will be for sale, but we're very excited. We hope everyone supports them. Yeah. We're going to have a bubble artist, carnival games, prizes, henna tattoos, a raffle with fun prizes that people can join in on, cotton candy, popcorn, hopefully coffee from Starbucks. We're waiting to hear back as they have done in the past. And there will be resource tables for community organizations that people can learn from. And, of course, there's always going to be more to that. But there is just a super amazing, fun energy around this event. I know every great nonprofit has a good, usual annual walk. This one is really special, and it's a time for people to come together and see what Friendship Circle is all about, see it live, see it in action, and have a great time.
I love it. By the way, Sarah, I'm looking at the weather. The weather is looking very, very nice, going to cooperate. That'd be, what, the 5th year in a row that the weather is just perfect?
I love we're going to keeping our fingers crossed. I actually, before I came on the interview today, I did not look because I don't want to jinx it. So thanks for letting me know.
You're good.
And let's hope it stays that way. But yes, hopefully the weather will be great. We have really good parking there. We actually reserve a parking lot right near Fountain Lake. So there's easy accessible parking. We will have disability accessible parking. And there's going to be extra crossing guards this year to make sure everyone can get across all the main roads safely. But it's really just a really fun event. And we have prizes. There's going to be like umbrellas with Friendship Circle logos and hats and goodie bags that are going to be given out. So it's really a fun opportunity. And so I hope people choose to show up, choose to come. If you have a few minutes, even just drop by. Again, it's a free event like all Friendship Circle events. Everything we do is free for our families, for our friends, for our community, and we would love people to come by.
I love it. Now, I've got to tell you that there's so much that is part of this that is free. And you look, you're a nice person, but you can't make everything free all on your own. You've got some help there. Remind everybody who it is that has stepped up to help out with Friendship Circle's Walk and Roll. Would you please?
Absolutely. Thank you. Our main presenting sponsor, which is the one that has been with us since we started this, is FastSmart. They have been fabulous and amazing, so they are continuing to sponsor us this year. And we have some newer sponsors this year, some main sponsors, QTS Data Center, the Robbins Foundation. We're super grateful. And then, of course, I'm going to read off a small list here, but they are not small donations. They make this possible. So we have Concussion Care Consulting, Goldfish Swim School, Pigtails and Crew Cuts. I take my kids there for haircuts. They're great. River City ABA, the Doyle family, the Galpern family, the Levy family, the Walker family, and the UPS store at Gayton Crossing also, who has been a wonderful supporter for the last couple of years. So to your point, everything we do is free, and we talk about it all the time. Should we charge for services? People will make sure to show up. Should we not charge? Will they find more value if you charge? It's really a conversation we have all the time. And we always come back to making sure that there are no barriers to entry. We want to make sure our families and our teens, our volunteers, everyone can come participate in Friendship Circle, and it's one less thing they have to think about. So they don't need to pay, but to your point, we can't do it because it does cost money to run things, and we're really grateful to our sponsors. And I'm going to add one more thing, which is that we had a horseback riding event I think, last week or a week and a half ago. And our families, one of the things that we've learned, actually, through not charging, is that our families with kids with disabilities sometimes don't know how their children will react to a new event or a new experience. So every month, Friendship Circle runs these things called our birthday circles, where everyone gets to celebrate their birthdays with friends. And we do it at different locations throughout town, and they're always accessible, they're always inviting, they're always free. And we had a family who came to try out horseback riding for the first time, and they said, you know, the fact that you don't charge means that I can come and I don't need to worry about if my child will be able to, you know, be there the whole time, or if they might have a little bit of a meltdown, or it might be overwhelming, or it might be hard, and we might have to leave early. And because you don't charge, it's okay. And we know that we can come, and if it works, great. And if it doesn't, we'll try again next time. And actually, this particular family came, and they jumped on the horse for the first time, and it was a massive success. And they've said, you know, we've never been able to try adaptive horseback riding, and because of this, we were able to. So we're so grateful to our sponsors for offering all of our events for free, including the Walk and Roll this Sunday.
I love this. Well, look, I love it. And by the way, I just decided I love it more, Sarah, because I got a note from my friends down there at Emily's Bracelets. Emily's Bracelets is coming out. Right? And you may not even know this. I may be breaking news to you. The holiday collection is here. Brand new Hanukkah bracelet, which I have right in front of me. Brand new Christmas bracelets. Brand new, hey, it's just winter bracelets. Celebrate whatever you would like bracelets. But the whole new collection is going to be there. So I think it's actually the first chance people are going to have to see Emily's new line for 2025 and also get some. So that's pretty cool.
I'm so glad to see that. And I just saw that Emily sent you your first Christmas card. So we are super, there we go. We're so excited to have Emily and her family. And that's a great example. I'm getting a click as I'm talking here. We're getting a great example of some of our amazing vendors and resources that will be at the fair. So come out and support the people who will be coming to show their support for the community. And again, there's a lot of opportunity to learn new things, meet new people. And Emily is definitely one of our valued annual attendees. We're really excited about that.
Hey, before I cut you loose, and by the way, the person clicking through was calling to tell you that they're listening to you right now on the radio. give everybody the website just in case they need a few details and they didn't have a chance to scribble them down.
Absolutely. So please take a look. You do not need to register. I want to say this out loud. We do not need to register. We always appreciate it. It helps us plan. But in case you don't get to, which I often don't, feel free to just show up and bring someone with you. Bring your friend, your neighbor, your family, whoever it is. And this is also for adults. So adults, kids, families, whoever you want to come, please join us. You can find more information and register if you choose at friendshipcircleva.org or fcva.org. And you can just Google Friendship Circle of Virginia. It'll come up. Our website is there. All the information you need, including the parking, the timing, everything you need to know is on the website, fcva.org. And please come check us out this coming Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. at around Fountain Lake at Bird Park this Sunday, November 9th. And we really hope that you guys come and join us.
Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you. My friend Sarah, thank you for being here. Thank you for everything you do for Friendship Circle Virginia. Just a great group of people. That is Dr. Sarah Kranzman. She is the executive director of the Friendship Circle of Virginia. I think I neglected to give her official title, but Sarah is the lady that is getting it done. And there's a great team over there at Friendship Circle and everything they do. I remind you, everything they do is free to the public. So that is just a wonderful, wonderful thing. 345, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 351, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. It is Election Day. And we will have our special extended coverage this evening, 7 until 9. Don't go anywhere, is my point. It is going to be a wonderful, wonderful evening, regardless of which way the election goes. I mean, I can tell you right now, our coverage will be top-notch. It's not just me. God forbid if it were just me. Oof. Rich Herrera, host of Richmond's Morning News.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is going to be with us, and Charles Pyle, our news director, is going to be here. So I think it's wonderful. I really do. We'll have it all covered. Donald reaches out. He says, hey, Jeff, I know it's a very busy media day for WRVA. I'm looking forward to hearing your up-to-date reporting on voter turnout. I have not seen an election in years where there was as large an undecided percentage in all the polls. That is a great point. This, to me, is shocking that there are in fact, remains so many people who are undecided. Could be 5%. 5%. That's enough to swing any of these races. Think about that. Just crazy, huh? But there it is. I'm also curious, if you voted today, did you notice what number you were? Would you mind letting me know? Just hit me up over there on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Heidi and I were 203 and 204 at our voting place, and we were there, I want to say, around 8:30 or 9. So I don't think that's a bad number. I probably should have paid closer attention to numbers in the past. Well, you know, I'm not a numbers guy, so what can I tell you? I did see an image this morning. Germ, did you see it? I saw that Rich had actually posted his I voted sticker from Henrico, right? So that's pretty cool. I think that's his first time voting here in our beloved Commonwealth. So excellent. Great way to be part of the process. And no, I'm not going to ask him how he voted. I like Jason Miera's quote. He's mentioned it a number of times. The whole kind of, I think it was Mr. Jefferson, right? That you're not going to stop speaking with somebody based entirely on, a difference of opinion politically or something like that. And I think that's probably a pretty good idea. I really do. So, no, I'm not going to ask him. I've got a feeling, but I'm not going to ask him, and you probably shouldn't ask him. But let me know what number you were if you did vote today. 833-804-1140 or James River Air text line. 355, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.